Welcome to House Matters. In this edition, Prime Minister Andrew Holness lauded for taking decisive step in the fight against crime and violence. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has been lauded for demonstrating the leadership and willingness to take the decisive action aimed at arresting crime and violence. Commendation was made in the Upper House last Friday as Government Senator Don Webby made his contribution to the debate on the Law Reform Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Act 2017.
Fixing the crime problem is going to take strong leadership and, I dare say, unpopular decisions. To take back Jamaica from the clutches of the ruthless criminals and a rampage in this country. We cannot expect to keep doing things the same way and get different results. This is why I support the bill.
Senator Webby says he's optimistic about the provisions in the legislation, which include measures to curtail crime and criminal elements and the necessary proactive approaches and social interventions to rebuild affected communities. The Senate passed the bill with 13 amendments. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives on Tuesday approved the amendments that were made by the Senate to the Law Reform Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Bill. The bill gives members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Jamaica Defense Force certain powers that are required to address serious crimes, while at the same time upholding the rule of law and protecting the fundamental rights and freedoms of citizens. It provides the Prime Minister to declare any geographically defined area as a zone of special operations if the Commissioner of Police and the Chief of Defence Staff agree in writing that the area should be so declared. The legislation also, among other things, empowers members of the Joint Security Forces to search a person, vehicle or place without a warrant within a zone if they reasonably suspect that an offence has been, is being or is about to be committed. And delinquent motorists have been granted an opportunity to pay the fines on outstanding traffic tickets without incurring a penalty or interest. This through an amnesty scheduled to run from August 2 to October 31. The Road Traffic Temporary Ticket Amnesty Bill was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday to facilitate the amnesty. Piloting the legislation, Minister of National Security Robert Montague said the bill seeks to enhance revenue administration and collection. He noted that the measure would afford persons an opportunity to clear their driving record before the enactment of the new Road Traffic Act. He added that the amnesty will affect tickets issued from September 1, 2010 to July 31, 2017.
Presently, Mr. Speaker, the data shows that the outstanding traffic tickets in the courts total a sum of $2,283,841,900. Additionally, the records of the Inland Revenue Department shows that there is $565,925,300 in outstanding tickets as at December 31st, 2016. As such, this amnesty will seek to facilitate the collection of these monies for the public purse.
To ensure the collection of these monies, the National Security Ministry intends to conduct a public education campaign via print media, radio, and television. Additional cashier stations and security personnel will be provided at Tax Administration of Jamaica offices to manage the expected influx of motorists on peak days during the amnesty. Mr. Montague said, during the amnesty, motorists will have the option of contesting their tickets in court.
However, motorists will be required to abide by the decision of the court and cannot thereafter utilize the amnesty offer. Additionally, motorists who do not avail themselves of the amnesty will be vigorously pursued by the strong arm of the law after the amnesty period is concluded.
The legislation also provides for the relevant laws to be suspended to prevent the police from issuing warrants for the arrest of persons with outstanding traffic tickets. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.